nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Here at Riverdale, it is the top of the fourth inning, and the top of the Southwestern order is leading off. Lauren Keller, strikeout victim, her first time up, and she is ready. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Nothing and one to the batter. Keller, along with Brindley Dressler and Haley Brandt, due for the Wildcats in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch, swung out, foul, third base side, on the ground, and it's two strikes now on the batter. Deepens with a 6-0 lead. If you're just joining us, Riverdale with a run in the first and five in the second. Two-strike offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball is dropped, and the ball thrown down to first base in time. Adams over to Lily Barr, and the strikeout is complete. That's 9 Ks for McKay. And the batter, Brindley Dressler. Brindley, a strikeout victim herself, back in the first inning. Here comes the pitch, down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Good effort by this Chieftain team here tonight, trying to win in front of the hometown fans. Good group on hand tonight. Southwestern's brought a few along tonight. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball right field side. Knocked down by Franklin. Chloe comes up firing and not in time. So Southwestern will have its first base runner with one away. The batter will be Haley Brandt. Haley, a strikeout victim back in the opening inning. Stepping in. Calls time. The wide open stance. So one away. Chieftains in possible double play formation. Brandt showing bunt. There's the pitch. It's a strike. Throw to second base and not in time to get a sliding Brindley Dressler. Southwestern has a stolen base. One ball and one strike to the batter. Brandt, a lefty, one of a couple in the lineup for the Wildcats. So they've got something happening here. A runner at second, only one away. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Two strikes. McKay going back to work. So the runner back at second. Dressler is ready. Nothing and two offering. Here goes McKay into the motion. The pitch, that one swung on and missed. And they got her. There are two outs. The hitter will be Alana Splinter. Alana, strikeout victim back in the second inning. So McKay at 10 strikeouts now. Only in the fourth inning. Runner back at second. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One and none to the hitter. When your pitcher gets that kind of strikeout percentage, it really takes the pressure off the defense. Of course, the defense has to, when they're called, they have to ring the bell, too. Here's one upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Chieftains trying to get back to the dugout here in the fourth inning. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch to Splinter, that's down low. Ball three. Runner stays at second base. Dressler is there. And Splinter back up. McKay working the 3-0, trying to work the automatic. There's the pitch. That's a strike. 3-1. Good pitch. Macy took a lot off it. Just got the strike. Now trying to attack the batter again. Hannah Richard on deck for the Wildcats in the fourth inning. 3-1 offering from McKay. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Strike two. That was a rising pitch. Kind of tough to see that as it was coming up. Nice rise from McKay. And the count is full. Here comes the pitch. Change up. Bounce down the infield. Slow roller. Third base side. Picked up by Meese. The throw. Dug out. And they didn't get her. Southwestern is going to have two aboard with two outs. And Richard will be the batter. Richard, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Standing in right now. McKay ready to work. There's the pitch. There's a strike. Runner going to second base. Uncontested. Winter is at second with a stolen base. Dressler at third. Wildcats threatening. Nothing in one here in the fourth with two away. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of first for strike two. Nothing in two to the batter. McKay and the Chieftains trying to come right back at it and get out of this. A little bit of a mini jam going on in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Strike three called, and they get out of it. 11 strikeouts now for Macy McKay. In the inning for Southwestern, no runs, no hits, a couple of errors, and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Riverdale leads it. 6-0. SWAL softball coming your way tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73. 39-4440.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137. Or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning at Riverdale, and Macy McKay leads it off, number three hitter for the Chieftains. Haley Brandt with a pitch, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. Elaine Olson and Kennedy Cooey do for the Chieftains, leading it 6-0 here in this SWAL softball game. Brandt with a pitch. That one is low. One ball and one strike. Riverdale baseball team on the road at Highland tonight. Our ace reporter and Riverdale senior Michael Hernan, a member of that team. Here's the pitch, ripped high in the air, right field side. It's hooking foul over into the out-of-play area, right field side. So two strikes on McKay. Now for Michael, his playing days in high school coming down the barrel to about, another month or so? Well, they're hoping a month and a half or so. Go a long ways in the tournament. 1-2 pitch popped up right field side. Lots of trouble for the Wildcats, and it's going to drop in there for a base hit. Macy McKay hits one in. Riverdale out with its, ninth hit, it looks like. And one on, nobody out for Elaine Olson. Chieftains 6-0 leaders. One in the first, five in the second. And a leadoff person on here in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Olson. It's high. One ball and no strikes. Wind picking up a little bit as we get closer to the evening hours. Here goes the next pitch. That's a ball high. Two balls and no strikes. Brandt has struck out six batters while in the circle tonight. Here's the next pitch down low for ball three. Looking back over the circuit, I don't believe she's walked the batter. She's hit the batter. Time out. B.J. Hinkle having a word with Elaine Olson, and she'll get back in. McKay back at first base. Brandt toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate. Picked up by the third base person. The throw in time. Nice bunt. But it does move the runner over there. McKay is at second base. One away on the sack bunt. Riverdale has a runner in scoring position for Kennedy Cooey, who doubled in a run last time. Makes her way in. Out of the four. Cheekton's playing some good basic softball. Brandt. Deal. There's a strike. Nothing in one. Brandt gets the ball back. Back to the center of the circle and the 0-1 offering. Here comes the pitch to Kennedy Cooey. And it's taken a swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Good pitch that time. So two strikes on the batter. Brandt looking in for the target from Richard. The 0-2 offering is a little high and outside. One and two to the batter. Brandt is set. There's the pitch. That's a little high. Didn't miss by much. Dewey taking all the way. McKay at second base for the Chieftains. One away in the fourth. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside it, hitter. So another Riverdale runner now. Dewey down at first base. Runners at one and two. Bottom of four. And time is called. Southwestern out to have a word in the circle. Riverdale leading it. And a score of 6-0, but trying to add to it. Two on, one away here in the fourth inning. Well, join us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show following the play-by-play account of this one. We'll also at that time award the Duncan Rewards play or turning point of the game. So we'll have that for you following the game and to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. With some news, Riverdale track team has stayed busy, and also technology coming into high school baseball. Details during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Southwestern's conference is over. Now everybody back into their spots. McKay at second, Cooey at first. One away for the Chieftains. Showing bunt is Meese, brings it back. It's a ball. Runners go a little ways, but get back to their respective bags, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brandt in the circle. Here's the 1-0. It's low, and 2-0. The only out for Riverdale is that sack bunt laid down by Elaine Olson. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Foul. Way out of here. Down the line. I parked the Mighty Vibe very strategically. We've been hit once at Plain, and we were like two blocks away. The long fly ball. Biggest one in record, I think. There's a swinging strike by Meese. And that is strike three. There will be two outs as Lily Barr moves to the plate. Seven strikeouts for Haley Brandt. Barr today looking for her first hit. Runners at first and second for the Chieftains with two away. That one got away, and the runners are going to move to second and third. Wild pitch. McKay moves. Dewey right behind her. One ball and no strikes to Barr. Base hit would probably bring in a pair. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Center. Well hit. Well hit. That ball is going. It is off the fence. One will score. Two will score. It's a double for Lily Barr. 8-0 Riverdale. Wow. That didn't miss getting out of here by a whole lot right there. That'll bring up Aubrey Williamson. Big hit. Chieftains have had some doubles tonight. Cooey and Adams, and now Barr. Pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing and one. Stu the hitter. 8-0 Chieftains, bottom of four. Williamson gets back in. The 0-1 offering is taken for a strike. Two strikes on the batter. Lily Barr remains at second base for the Chieftains. Brandt, set to work. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Barr back to second. Brandt in the middle. Here's the 1-2. Bounce towards second and knocked down at second base by Lewerke. She recovers, throws, and they didn't get her. Everybody is safe. Lily Barr goes to third. Williamson at first. Two aboard for the Chieftains, and that brings up Bailey Harris, the designated player. Runners at the corners for the Chieftains in the bottom of the fourth inning. Harris, the number seven batter here in the inning or for the fourth frame. Time up for a bat to be retrieved. And now here we go. Runners at the corners, two away. And the pitch swung on, bounced back to the pitcher. Backhanded, the throw to first in time, and that'll do it for the Chieftains. But they do score two more. Two runs for Riverdale. They do it with the aid of two base hits. There was an error. Two left aboard. We go to inning number five. 8-0. Riverdale leads Southwestern in area softball from WRCO Sports.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here in the top of the fifth inning, Southwestern leads. Morgan Mueller to the plate. She'll be followed by Carly Grant and Megan Repsch. And here's the first pitch from McKay. Fouled off. Out of play, nothing in one. Six, seven, and eight batters due for the Wildcats. In the top of five, 8-0 Riverdale in the advantage. Action coming your way tonight on WRCO Sports. And we appreciate our engineer, Mr. Tim Thief. Here's one foul back by Mueller, and it is now nothing and two. You can tell the crowd very divided here today between maroon and white and blue and white. There's no mistake who the fans are rooting for today. 0-2 is upstairs for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Macy McKay's had a good outing here today. Chieftains with lots of players that are not seniors. McKay is sophomore. Here comes the wind and the fire. That one is a little bit low. Count even at two balls and two strikes. New softball coming out for McKay. Wildcats trying to pick one out. They've had a couple of wins. They had a nice win early in the season against good Platteville team. 2-2 offering, swung on, foul back. Mueller right on it. That ball came right back, almost hit the catcher and batter. on the back fly. Ricochets off. Then they'll come back and do it again. Top of five here at Riverdale. Now here comes Mueller back in. McKay set to work. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball or left field side in there for a base hit. Mueller rounds and looks, and that's a hit to lead off the fifth for the Wildcats. So the hitter will be Carly Grant. Grant, a strikeout victim back in the third, will make her way in. Time call. Southwestern with its leadoff batter on for the first time today. Here goes McKay into the motion. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Nothing and one. Mueller holds on at first base. 0-1 to Carly Grant. Wildcats, Hazel Green, Southwestern. Longtime SWAL opponent of the Riverdale Chieftains. 0-1 offering down low, and it's blocked, kept in front by Adam. Nice job by Jocelyn. Talk about protecting that ball, blocking it with your body. Doing a good job, and that makes it a 1-1 count on Grant. McKay with the next pitch. Bouncing ball back to the circle. Knocked out by McKay. Comes up throwing low and dug out. And what was the call? They got her. That was a close play. The runner at second is safe. Mueller is there. Grant is gone. Good recovery. McKay down through from the knee over to first base. Not easy to do. And the batter will be Megan Rep. Should act as a sacrifice for Southwestern. They get a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch for the batter showing bunt. She offered. Runner going to third. She's getting back to second. Nice throw by Adams. Over to the shortstop, Kennedy Cooey, covering the third base bag. And the runner gets back to second base. So a strike on the batter. McKay works. That one is high. So one ball and one strike to the batter. Mueller at second for the Wildcats. 1-1 the count. Here at the top of the fifth inning. McKay back to work. Adams with a glove up for Riverdale. The pitch. Pop. Foul. And caught. Nice play by the catcher, Jocelyn Adams. What a play. I didn't think she was going to even have a chance of that one off the screen. Makes the catch for out number two. Good range for the young catcher, and that brings up Riley Lewerke looking for her first hit. Wildcats with a runner still at second base, and there are two away. Chieftain defense making some plays here today. McKay with a pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. I'm not the official scorer. I did charge them for a couple of errors last inning. They've been making few along the way, including that one. That was a stellar move. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Runner going to third, and she'll be there as the ball pops up the first base line. So now Southwestern with a runner at third. Count 2-1 to the hitter. Wildcats trying to break into the scoring column for the first time this afternoon. Lewerke back and ready. Time for a moment as the batter steps out. And now McKay is set. Here comes the 1-1 offering. That is outside. 2-1. Top of the order for the Wildcats. Who next? Moving up the batter's box. Lewerke. 2-1 from McKay. And the pitch just outside. 3-1 to the batter. Wildcats keeping the chatter up, trying to get that run home. The Chieftains trying to get back to the dugout right here. 3-1 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Full count now on the batter. Okay, with a total of 8 strikeouts through the first 3 innings. So she struck out 8 of 9 batters she saw. Great start today. Payoff pitch, there it is. High, ball 4, and she gives up her first walk. Heading down to first base is Lewerke. Back to the top of the Southwestern order, this is Lauren Keller. And Lauren, today looking for her first hit. Runners at the corners for the Wildcats. McKay toes the rubber, glove up by Adams, and the pitch runner going first to second. Chopper to short, and down the line in there. Ball will get in, and a runner will score. The Wildcats are on the board. Mueller in. Lewerke goes to second. Keller reaches on an error, and the batter will be Brindley Dressler. Dressler today has struck out and reached on an error. Runners at first and second for the Wildcats. Top of the fifth inning. And here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. Riverdale's lead reduced to 7 runs now. Kay back in the circle. Runners at 1 and 2. 2 away. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1 ball and 1 strike. Tomorrow's games may be moved to 4 o'clock here at Riverdale. Softball with Fenimore and baseball with Iowa Grant. 1-1 pitch. Inside and hitter. So the bases are full now of Southwestern runners. And B.J. Hinkle is out to have a word with his pitcher and infield. Lewerke goes to third. Keller is at second. Dressler is at first. Hit by a pitch. And they're loaded up with 2 away for Haley Brandt. Number 3 hitter in the order. So time will be taken as both coaches get a teaching moment here today. Our scheduled game tomorrow night is Riverdale versus Iowa Grant in baseball. And talking to coach and athletic director Kurt Thompson, saying that they're trying to get it in, if at all possible, move it to 4 o'clock, and thinking it could make it in the window, and we'll see how that goes. We'll just have to kind of play it by ear and keep you posted tomorrow. Time is over. 2 are out. Haley Brand standing in. Bases are loaded with Wildcats in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing and one. Lewerke at third. Keller at second. Dressler at first for the Wildcats. 8-1 Riverdale here in the fifth inning. Top of 5. Nothing and one from McKay. There's the pitch. Ripped up the middle. In there for a base hit. They'll score 1. Lewerke is in. Keller being waved. She'll score. Throw to third to get the runner. Not in time. Back to second. Not in time. And the Wildcats have cut it now to a 5-run game. 8-3 the score. 2 runs come across here. Dressler makes her way to third. And Brandt at second base now. The batter will be Alana Sprinter. She gets her chance. Number 8 hitter on the in the inning. The pitch is down low for ball 1. 1 ball and 0 strikes. 8-3, Riverdale by 5. We're in the fifth. Still a ways to go in this one here tonight. Chieftains were cruising along now, but Southwestern taking advantage. Here's a high fly to right field. Right fielder coming on. It's going to be played on the hop. 2 more will score for the Wildcats. Throw coming in up the line, and the runner goes to second base. So the Wildcats with a mighty rally going on now. They've got 5 across in the inning. Splinter drives in 2. Goes to second on the overthrow. And now Hannah Richards, 9th batter of the inning. Houston trying to get that elusive final out. And the Wildcats have new life here. They've caught fire. Here's the pitch by McKay. Popped up. Second base side. Who's got it? And it's pulled in by Franklin for out number 3. Chloe Franklin gets Riverdale out of it here in the inning, but not before. The Wildcats score 5 times. They do it with the aid of, let's see, 3 base hits. And for Riverdale, there was an error in there and 1 left on. We go to the bottom of 5. 8-5. Riverdale leading Southwestern on WRCO and WRCO.com.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to be on the right vitamins. Remember, Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
In the bottom of the fifth inning, Jocelyn Adams will lead it off, top of the Riverdale order. 8-5, Chieftains. Here's a swinging strike, nothing and one. Adams, then Chloe Franklin, and Macy McKay for Riverdale in a game that's suddenly turned wild here today. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch from Brandt upstairs. One ball and one strike. Chieftains had everything under control until the uprising by the Wildcat. Five runs and three hits. Top part of this inning. 1-1 pitch, ripped in the air, well hit, left fielder, back, that ball is over the fence, is it? No, off the top, coming into second base with a double is Jocelyn Adams, and Riverdale gets right back at it. Boy, the Chiefs had a couple today that just about got out. So coming in is Chloe Franklin, Riverdale back at it now with a leadoff batter on, nobody out, in the bottom of the fifth inning. Franklin today, 1-for-3, single and scored, back in the first. He squares the bunt, bunts it, foul, first base side, down the line, nothing and one. The home talent baseball season will get underway in May. In fact, the first game for the Muscadet Mudcats will be on Saturday of the Mushroom Festival, May 18th, at 1 o'clock at Pickering Park. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch by Brandt. Bunted foul. Strike two now to the batter. Good luck to manager Terry Zebar and the Muscadet Mudcats home talent team. They'll try to put on a good show for the Mushroom Festival crowd that day. Nothing and two. Here's the pitch. And a swinging strike. There is one away. That is strikeout number seven. Recorded by Haley Brandt. Oh, make that eight. Looking back over my circuit, now it's Macy McKay, who is 3-for-3, a double, a single, and a single. She scored twice and driven in a run. Here's the pitch. Down low, and it gets back to the screen. Adams heads to third. Hopefully people will come out and support the home talent team that day at the Mushroom Festival. You know, the big promotion, though, for Terry Zebarth and company would be is if everybody in attendance will get a pound of mushrooms. Boy, they'd have a sellout. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, down the line. The air ball, left field, and a run scores. Jocelyn Adams comes in to score. Another RBI for McKay. She got three of them today. And a one-out hit makes it 9-5 Riverdale. Here's Elaine Olson. She's 1-for-3. Actually, 1-for-2 at a sacrifice laid down in the fourth. This pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Even if you gave out one mushroom for somebody that attended the game, that would be a big deal. Last year would have been a big deal. Kind of hard to come by. Swing and a miss by Olson, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Runner at first base. One away. Bottom of five. Here's the pitch. That's a strike call. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. the hitter's circle in the bottom of five. He comes with one run across. Here's the pitch. That one rises real high. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. On the batter, Olsen. McKay at first base. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer back to the pitcher. Throws to second. The shortstop covering one. The relay is not in time. So a force at second is out number two. And the batter will be Kennedy Cooey. Lane Olsen at first via the fielder's choice. Cooey has flown out to center, doubled in a run, and he was hit by a pitch last inning and scored a run. Here's Brandt with a pitch. Bounce foul. Strike one. Bringing one to the batter. I thought, again, it was not a real good fashion statement to go back and get my winter jacket, but I'm kind of glad I did. It's deceptive. I'm in the shade and the wind's blowing. Here's the pitch ripped toward first. One hopper, bobble at first. They'll get it to first and second base trying to cover it. Not in time. Runner is going to move to third and is there. So Olsen makes time, making it over to third. Cooey at first. That was misplayed at first, and then Southwestern almost recovered. Lewerke, the backup from second base coming in, tried to flip it back to first, but couldn't get it there in time, and the batter will be Laney Meeks. Inning continues. 9-5 Riverdale, two away. Runners at the corners. The pitch ripped high in the air, left field side. Left fielder is over, and she's got it for out number three. That will do it for Riverdale. They do play another run on a couple of base hits. Southwestern commits an error, and there are two Chieftain runners left aboard. We go to inning number six, 9-5, Riverdale over Southwestern on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
It's the top of the sixth inning. Morgan Mueller leads it off for Southwestern. 9-5, Riverdale on the lead. McKay ready. There's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of first. Strike one. Mueller, then Carly Grant and Megan Retsch. Due for the Wildcats. In a game that has turned out to be a wild one here. Chieftains a run in the first, five in the second, two in the fourth, and now one in the fifth. Southwestern scoring a five spot in the fifth. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped third. Oh, nice play. Laney Meese snags the line drive. And Macy McKay comes over and pats her on the back. Nice play. One away. And if you're Mueller on the Southwestern side, you're like, man, I hit that thing right on the nose. And that's the fakes I get. One away. And Carly Grant will be the batter. Grant has struck out and grounded out today. McKay into the motion. Glove up by Adams. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Look at the start of a WIAA tournament. I believe as early as May 21st it could start, depending if there are play-in games. We used to call them sub-regionals. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Nothing in two now as Grant goes around. And that is less than a month away. So the spring sports season is short. Always when the weather just starts to get really comfortable, that's when the season ends. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Low. A ball and two strikes. Ball goes back to McKay. Keeping up the chatter here. Leading by four runs. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. That one got away. Down low, and it's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Grant will check in. She's the designated player. Here comes the 2-2 offering. The pitch popped up. The catcher is over and not quite in time to get there. Grant will still be alive, comes back to get the bat. Gets the opportunity to make her way back in. One away, two balls and two strikes. McKay into the motion. There's the pitch. Foul back. Good cut by Grant. Serving up some good old snack bar food here at Riverdale tonight. The smell of the burgers wafting across the diamond here tonight. Two balls and two strikes to Grant. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. McKay gets another strikeout. Two away now. And the hitter will be Megan Ripsch. Ripsch today looking for her first hit. Going back over the tally, looks like that is strikeout number 12 for McCain. The pitch bounced towards third. Knocked down there by Meese, and there'll be no throw. So the runner at third or at first base with two outs, and Riley Lewerke will be the batter for Southwestern. Unless she is being called back. No batter yet. Looks like Aubrey Brand. Number 19 is going in. So Aubrey Brand batting in that number 9 spot for the Wildcats with two away in the sixth. Runner at first base. Here comes the pitch. Bounce toward first. Played by Barr. She steps on the bag. Unassisted play for the third out. And that will do it for the Wildcats. No runs, no hits. One error, one left on in the inning. We go to the bottom of six, 9-5 Riverdale, leading Southwestern in area softball from WRCO Sports.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's internet has gotten incredibly faster. Get an extra kick in your internet performance with speeds up to 100 megabytes. Call us for telephone, higher speed internet, and digital television packages. For reliable telecommunication services with support from local technicians you can trust, contact Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative at 537-2461.
Leading off in the bottom of the sixth inning for Riverdale is Lily Barr. Haley Brandt back in the circle for the Wildcats, and there's the pitch. And that's a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lily will be followed by Aubrey Williamson and Bailey Harris. 9-5, Riverdale softball leading. Bottom of six here in Muscadine. 1-0, here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, right field. Trouble, right fielder is over, and makes a great catch. Right at the knees, reaching down is Lauren Kettler, and makes a nice play. There is one away. So the batter will be Aubrey Williamson. Aubrey 1-for-3 tonight. Single to knock in a run. Scored a run back in the second. Ready to go. Morant with a pitch. That's called a stride. Nothing in one. Houston's with 9 runs tonight. Trying to get their first victory of the year in conference and overall. Here's one foul back. Strike two. This would be a big victory for either team. Riverdale, certainly a young squad, and you have to kind of learn how to win sometimes. And it's amazing what one will do and maybe give you the confidence next time you're getting pressured late in the game. Pitch is down low for a ball. 1-2. A lot of teams, coaches will tell you, young teams win a lot of games if they only played 4 innings or so. Sometimes they start to keep that intensity for the whole game. This pitch is outside. Count is even. 2-2. Williamson back in, and Brandt set to work it. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 3. Full count now on the Riverdale batter. Williamson in a wide-open stance. Brandt ready for the payoff pitch. There it is. Ripped toward right. Base hit. Nice piece of hitting. Kepler picks it up. And Williamson holds at first base. One out single. That'll bring up number 12, Bailey Harris. Bailey has walked and scored. She's been hit by a pitch. And she has grounded out. Runner at first. One away for Riverdale. The pitch is a call strike. Throw to second. Not in time. We get a sliding Williamson with a stolen base. So, two aboard. Sure. That'd be nice. Thank you. You're offering me some popcorn. Well, yeah, we'll turn that down. That's supper tonight. June's gone. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward the pitcher and covered up, and there'll be no play. Nobody is going to make a play, and Riverdale has got 2 on with 1 away here in the 6th inning. So Harris reaches base. We go back to the top of the order, and Jocelyn Adams. Adams today has had a big day for Riverdale. Double, a single, and a double. 2 scored, 2 RBIs. Takes a look at a strike. Runner going to second base is there in time. So runners at 2-3 for Riverdale, leading 9-5 here in the inning, only 1 away. Here's the next pitch, popped up. Catcher is over along the dugout and makes a nice play. Oh, yes. A yellow snow cone there as Hannah Richard reached back and grabbed it. That ball kind of coming back toward the infield. And there is 1 away. Make that 2 away. First out was the fly ball by Lily Barr, then a single by Aubrey Williamson. Bailey Harris reaching on an error. Adams popping out. And the hitter will be Ava Jones. Ava coming in as a pinch batter for Chloe Franklin, batting in the 6th inning. Runners at 2-3. Haley Brandt back to work for the Wildcat. And here's the play. It's going to be a pitch down low. 1-0, no strikes. Bottom of 6 innings here at Riverdale on a nice night for softball. Brandt ready. There's the pitch. Here's a strike call. 1-1. Macy McKay due next for the Chieftains. If Jones can reach. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Third base side. Who's got it? And it's caught by Mueller for out number 3. And that will do it for the Chieftains in the 6th. No runs and a hit. There was an error. 2 left on. We go to the 7th. Riverdale leading it 9-5 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It is the top of the seventh inning here in Riverdale. Chieftains three outs away from victory, leading 9-5, and they'll face the top of the Southwestern order. Here's one down low. A ball, Lauren Keller, the batter. He'll be followed by Brinley Dressler and Haley Brandt. Thank you so much. Some popcorn, hey, and it's warm, too. Hey, warm my hands on it. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch, popped up. The catcher is over. This one's going to be against the screen for a strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Southwestern with a five spot in the fifth. That's where all the runs came from. They did it on three base hits that inning. That's the only inning they've had hits. 1-1 offering. McKay ready to work. There's the pitch. Rick up the middle in there for a base hit. Picked up by Olson, and Keller leads off with a solid single. He's on for the second time tonight. Three outs are going to be tough here for the Chieftains. Base in the top part of the order. Dressler has struck out, reached on an error, and has been hit by a pitch. Scored a run back in the fifth inning, in fact. That's way up in the batter's box as McKay gets set to face here. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Pop foul. Out of play. First base side. So strike one on the batter. Dressler, then Brandt. Brandt has one of the big hits in the game for Southwestern. She's on deck. But the Chieftains trying to put him down here in the seventh inning for victory number one of the year. New softball out for Macy McKay, runner at first, and here's the pitch. Runner going. It's a ball. Throw down to second base, and not going to be in time. Backed up by Elaine Olson in center field. So a stolen base for Southwestern. One ball and one strike on Brinley Dressler. She is back in. Right-handed batter against Macy McKay. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner leaning at second, but not going to go. Two strikes on the batter. Around the horn it goes, and now back to the pitcher. Dressler in, and McKay set to work. Throws the rubber, and delivers. Bounce toward third. Picked up by Meese. The throw to first. Not in time as it pops loose in the glove at first base, and everybody is safe. So the Wildcats inning continues, and the hitter will be Haley Brandt. Left-handed batter, 1-for-3. Chieftains with a four-run lead, 9-5, but they need three outs. Brandt, 1-for-3 with a two RBI hit in the fifth inning. McKay ready to work. The pitch is low. Runner going to second base, and they'll let that go. Without a play. Two stolen bases in the inning for the Wildcats. Runners at second and third. That wind is pretty constant now, coming right at us. Out of the east. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball. Out of play. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Runners back at second and third for the Wildcats. McKay. Throws the rubber, Jocelyn Adams into the position. Here's the 1-1 offering. Foul straight back. And it's two on the batter. One ball and two strikes. You're a young team and you're struggling to get wins. Nothing comes easy. Chieftain trying to earn it here today. Two on, one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Brandt. Bounce foul again, third base side. They'll come back and do it again. Brandt and then Splinter. Tough part of the Wildcats order, 3-4 batters. Time is called. Now Brandt, the pitcher, is back in, trying to help her own cause. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, foul, third base side, out of play. And now an overthrow back to the pitcher. Chieftain's got to be careful. That one almost wound up in center field. Cooey backs it up. Southwestern staying put at second and third. 1-2 offering. McKay with a pitch, ripped toward left, base hit. Going to score. Teller is in. The throw to third. Not in time to get to the runner. And then behind her is the runner at second base now. Brandt goes to second on the throw down the line. So it is 9-6. Wildcats within three. Again, nobody out. That would bring the tying run to the plate here in this inning. That's Alana Splinter. Three RBIs for Brandt now. Splinter today has struck out, reached on an error, and singled to drive in two. Timeout. Chieftains moving their players around a little bit. 1-for-3 is Splinter, reached on an error in the fourth, and knocked in two with a single in the fifth inning. Wildcats. Starting to get wild in the seventh. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Blocked by Adams. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Back it goes to McKay. Nobody out here in the seventh inning. Splinter cocks the bat. McKay set to work. The 1-0 pitch fouled on a big cut. One ball and one strike. Good level swing by the batter. Wildcats have just been kind of calmly going at it here. Five hits in the game. Two of them are here in this inning. Here's a pitch. Changeup. Bounced on the infield. Picked up a third. It's going to score a run. Throw to first is in time on a close play. It is 9-7 now. Dressler scores from third. Brandt goes to third. Splinter is out on a 5-3 putout. Meese to Barr. Alana gets an RBI, and that brings up Hannah Richard. Two-run game. Dying run at the plate. Richard looking for her first hit. Swings and misses. Nothing in one. Brandt representing run number 8 is at third base. Ethan's led this one by a score of 6-0. Here goes the next pitch. That one is down low. Gets by. Runs going to score. It's 9-8. Wildcats within one, three runs across. Time call for a moment now. The Chieftains with one away. Nobody on, can kind of relax a little bit. Don't have to worry about a runner right now, but got to worry about the batter. One away, and back to work now is McKay. 1-1 pitch is called a strike. 1-2 now to the batter. Riverdale down on fumes here, trying to hold on and win this one in 6.5 today. 1-2 offering to Hannah Richard. There it is. Bounce toward third. Meese across the diamond. Got her. 2-8. That's a big out. And the batter will be Morgan Mueller. She has singled and scored in three trips tonight, making her way to the plate. 9-8 Riverdale. Top of 7 here. In Muscadet. McKay awaiting the batter's arrival. And now the batter is ready. Here we go. McKay to work. The pitch taken for a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Nobody on and two away in the Wildcats lineup. Day is set to work. Adams with a glove up. Here comes the 0-1 offering, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. Casey McKay, who started the game probably as well as any pitcher I've seen in recent memory, striking out 8 of 9 batters first time through the lineup tonight, trying to finish it. 1-1 offering, this